Continuing in Siman Tuf Ayin Beis, we got to a Sif Yud Beis. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Beis, Yotzin beYayin Mevushel uve Konditon. We discussed this a little bit last night about Yayin Mevushel versus Yayin Sheina Mevushel, and we said that really Mikra Din, you're Yotzin all types of wines. And the Rambam Shita is that one should not have a Mevushel, it should be Eina Mevushel. The Mechaber clearly writes, you could be Yotzin either one. And look what the Mishabur writes in Sif Katan Lamed Tes in the bottom. He says Yotzin v'yayin mevushel ulichachila lo. Excuse me. He agrees lichachila tov yoser likach yayin shein mevushel. Mishabur says it still is better to have ein mevushel imelo shem mevushel tov yoser, unless the cooked wine is better, which usually is not the case. So therefore, you should go after the ein mevushel. V'chein kegavne l'inin konditon. Same thing in konditon. One should not have konditon, which is a Rashi. Rather, Mishabur explains is perishim me'oriv bo dvashu pilpulim. Has other additives, honey and spices and other things in there. Even though the Mechaber says you can be Yotze, Mishabur does acknowledge the Shita of the Rambam. You should go after Ein Mevushel and things that have no additives. So what you're looking for, if you're trying to be makbid for this, is if when you go to the wine store, you'll see, at least in Kedem, it says naturally sweet. You'll have certain wines that say, I forget, Concord Grape, and there could be Concord Light, maybe. So some say Concord Light and some say Concord Light, but it has like in italics naturally sweet, or a script naturally sweet. So that tastes the same, it just doesn't have added stuff in it. And then again, the fat bottles indicate that it's ein mevushel, and the skinny bottles indicate that they are mevushel. So if you're trying to makbid on this, go for the fat bottles that say naturally sweet. But again, if you have a someone working in the house, a non-Jew working in the house, make sure you keep it in such a way, which is another shir, how to make sure that it hasn't been tampered by the worker there. Fine, so that's in terms of what types of wine. There is some discussion, he doesn't discuss this here in the Mechaber, but some books will talk about how much alcohol should be in the wine, different measures. So from my understanding, from what I discussed with a certain rabbanim, any level of alcohol should be sufficient. It could be 3.5%, 4.5%, whatever you really want. I think some are makbid on a certain shir. I don't know what that shir is, but I think maybe Rabbi Blumenkrantz writes about the different shirim. But speaking to other poskim, I think most are allow all types of ratios of alcohol. Grape juice we spoke about last night. Fine. So now the Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Gimel. Afilu anim is parnes iminat stock. Oh, I think I want to make one note here. There are two notes I wanted to look at here. Give me one second here. No, I guess not. Fine. The Mechaber writes now in Sif Yud Gimel. Afilu ani hamisparnes minat staka yimkor malbusho. Even an ani who is only supported from the by tzedakah, so he has to sell his clothing if need be. O yulva, or he has to borrow money. O yaskir asmo, or high rent himself out for services. Bishul yain, in order to have money to buy wine. La'arba kosos, in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So this, of course, is a nogeya to us. It shouldn't be nogeya to anybody. But at the same time, this teaches us how important dalakosas are. That's to the extent of one has to go.
That's more important than matzahs?
Yeah. So then Mechaber writes, if you dalak, gam hanashim chayavos barba kosos bechol mitzvos hanogos b'osa laila. So women are also obligated in performing the dalak kosos and all the other mitzvahs of that night. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he just explained that, as we know the reason for this, Sif Katan Mem Dalet, Gam HaNoshim Chayavos, Daf Shehu Mitzvah Shehazman Grama, Mikol Makon Chayavos, Shaf Hein Hayu Ba'os HaNes. Even though women are normally pater from time-bound mitzvos, when it's involving a nes that they were very much involved in, so then they would be chayv. So that's why they're chayv in Dalet Kosos. Now there is a larger discussion, I'm not going to alumnus, if yayin's mitin simcha, women are pater from simcha. There's a lot to talk about here, and not. But we're dealing with halach lemaisa. So women lemaisa are chayiv in the mitzvah of dalak kosos, and they're also chayiv in matzah and maror and amir sahagada, like brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan mem he. Okay, the Mechaber now writes further in sif tezvav. Tinokos shegiu lechinuch, children who reach the age of chinuch, and the age of chinuch depends always on the mitzvah, depends on each child. So be'erach 6 or 7 years old, but again, it depends. It could be a younger child, it could be an older child. It all really depends on each particular child. But whatever age that is, mitzvah litein lechol echad kosol lefanav. There's a mitzvah to give each one their own becher that they should have to perform the mitzvah dal kosos. We're going to get into a discussion whether they should say bracha or not a bracha, but at least they should be drinking 4 cups of grape juice for them, which would be equivalent to 4 cups of wine for us. So then the Rama writes, V'ein likach kos shepiv tsar kein kluglas. You shouldn't take a cup where the spout or the opening is very, very narrow. Mipnei shelo yuchal lishos revius kechad. We mentioned last night that you're supposed to gulp the revius in one shot. If you're sipping it out of a straw, let's say, you're not getting the revius all in one shot. You have to have it where revius could come through in a cup all in one shot. So don't have it too narrow a cup. I doubt anybody has such a cup that they would use for the kosos.
Wait, did you say two sips was ideal?
That's for generally drinking.
Oh, okay.
But for a mitzvah, you should all drink it in one shot. Then the Rama writes, Ubekoshel birkas amazon, when it comes to the benching coast, belav hachi ein lo kenoso, certainly you shouldn't take it for that, for other reasons, vayin leil simen kuf pe gimel siv dalad bahaga, for the reason for that, v'chein kosher kiddush vayin leil simen resh ayin alf. In general, you shouldn't use a cup that the opening is so small, anything like a straw would be a problem, or even drinking from a can or a soda bottle wouldn't allow for enough of the drink to come out to have a revius in one gulp. So look at the Mishnah Berurah now, Sif Katan Mem Vav. Mitzvah litain. There's a mitzvah to give to each child. If you don't give each one their own drink, that's not going to be ma'akev the mitzvah. They could still be involved in that particular mitzvah. So the same hold true for girls as well. Girls also, as they're chayiv, nashim are chayavos in mitzvahs dal kosos. So that means girls under the age of bas mitzvah, if they each reach the age of chinuch, they should also have their own dal kosos as well. That if they don't drink, have their own cup, they could still get the mitzvah if they just by hearing their father drink, father say the bracha. So then the Mishnah Berurah writes, Sivkat and Mem Zayin, Kosel Afanov, Ayin Besimen Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Yud Gimel Beber Halacha, Shet Tzidadnu Dekaten Enotarch Lishos Rov Revis Rak Kimlo Lugmava Didei. So even though we said yesterday that for the adults you have to have a revius, at least a rov revius, based on the discussion earlier, the Mishnah Berurah says they don't have to have a revius, they could have a melol lugmav, which is a size enough to fill their cheeks up, a smaller shear than for a revius. Okay. Then Sivkat and Memtes says the Mishnah Berurah, Belav hachi ein lo chinoso. So he's explaining, in general, for the kosa birkas amazon, you should never take a cup that has a small opening on top. Shetzarech litain einav bo. That's what he's referring to. You're supposed to look inside the cup. When you're saying a bracha, you're supposed to look at the cup, look at the kos, keep your attention there. There's a big inyan, v'chein lin kiddush ki'ai gavna. It's brought down in the Rama based on the Gemara that if a person loses some of his eyesight, one of the schools are looking either at the Neir's Chanukah, rather Neir's Shabbos, and also the kos of a wine. So you're supposed to look inside for kiddush. That's apparently a segula. But also, when you have focus, you're supposed to see the yayin that's inside. That's why it shouldn't be too small. And then for dal kosos, in order to get the revius all out in one shot. Okay, now let's go now to the mechaber sif tes zayin. Mitzvah l'chalek latinokos kalayos ve'gozim. There's a mitzvah, there's an inyan to give out nuts and stuff for the children. Kadei sheyiru shinoi v'yishalu. You never give out candy for them. Remember, nuts were candy. So they don't give candy out in the beginning of the meal, during the meal, at the end of the meal maybe. So you're supposed to give out the entire night. Now, nowadays, kids don't like candy as rather nuts as much. If they do, certainly give it to them. If not, I don't know, I think we do something in the house, something that's a candy. I don't know what we use. Whatever's available, we use candy instead of nuts. But there is an Indian, Kabbalah, to use nuts and to use an egos. And the reason why is because we know Rosh Hashanah, we don't have an egos because it's the same gematria as chet. So because Rosh Hashanah time, Yom Kippur time, that whole time is a time of tshuva meira, where we're trying to throw away all our veros. That's why we throw away tashlich, we throw away the bread. When it comes to Pesach, it's tshuva me'ava. Tshuva me'ava takes the chatam and turns them into mitzvos, right? There's a donos nasim ki zechuyos. So we take the egos, we take the chait, and we actually embrace it and eat it, we elevate it. That's the idea why dafka, giving out nuts, is a good thing. Even if kids don't enjoy it nowadays, they enjoy candy, there is still an inyan to give out nuts. I'm not sure. I think they're like wheat, and it can't be wheat kernels. There's something, I don't know what type of food it is. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Sivkata Nun, V'yishalu, and they should ask questions, wrote to Lomar, says the Mishnah Berurah, because we're supposed to just get them thinking a little bit and awaken them to realize that there are a lot of things going on different than normally go on. And then they'll hopefully get to the point If not that, they'll read in the Haggadah what they're supposed to read in Manish Tana. Okay, we don't need to read the rest of this Mishabura. Let's now move on to Simin Tuf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara says, or rather Gemara, the Chaber writes, Sif Aleph, Mozgin Lo Kos Rishon Mekadesh Alav, you're supposed to pour the first cup and you say Kiddush on it, Umivarech Shechianu, and you say a Shechianu on that first Kos. So there's a lot going on here in the Shechianu. So the first, the Mishabura writes to Mekadesh Alav, Sif Katan Aleph, rather before that even, there's an introduction. Sometimes the Mishabura has a little Hakdama before the Simen. So if you look at, there's a big Aleph in the Mishabura, it says Mekadesh Alav in bold. He says, Kodem Shekadesh, a person should Yechavein, should have Kavana, Sherotel Akai Mitzvah Kiddush. He should have in mind, he's about to perform the Mitzvah Kiddush. Begam Mitzvah Arba Kosas. There are two Mitzvahs that are happening when you say Kiddush. One is Kiddush, like any other Yontif. Number two is, this is the first of four Kos that you're going to have. So that's the double Kavana a person should be aware of before he says the Bracha. Shekos Shekiddush Hu Echad Me Arba Kosos. V'yesh Nogin Lomar. There are those who have the custom to say, others have a custom to say a longer version of the Harei Nimuchan. There's some idea to get a person's focus that he's about to perform a mitzvah, two mitzvahs. Rak, shetzrichan lezar shelo yomu zeh l'achar kiddush. A person shouldn't say this after kiddush, sherei beruch al hakos boi per gafen, because some people apparently would say Hagafen, and then they'd say Hareini Mucha on the Kaddish, and then drink. And that's going to be a hefsek between the bracha and the drinking. So if you are going to say it before the bracha, El Dafka Kodem Kiddish. Then he writes, the Kodem Haggadah, Yechavein O Yomar, you should either have in mind, or you should articulate, Latzeit Yidei Mitzvah Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim. Like any time you're about to perform mitzvah, you should bring it to your attention, either by saying it or thinking it, that you're about to perform a mitzvah. That's a klal we have throughout. You just bring this to our attention again. The Pesach night should be no different. Now there's a discussion here in the Dirshu, footnote number one, those who have it, when it comes to this Kiddush, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Rav, the Brisker Rav as well, said that only one person should be saying Kiddush. The Baal HaBayis should be saying Kiddush, and everybody else, all the other children, are going to be Yotzei from their father or grandfather, whoever's leading the Seder. That's what they paskin like. But on the other hand, they quote from others, that many others, and my household grew up like this, that each person makes their own Kiddush. Now, even though on Shabbos, the Indian is that only the Baal HaBayis says Kiddush, when it comes to, because there's a chashash, if two people are saying a bracha at the same time, you're not going to pay attention. You're going to get confused. Is it my father or is it my brother saying the bracha? People are not going to pay attention, so only the Baal HaBayis should be saying the bracha. But the night of Pesach, where everyone's excited, the Gemara says when it comes to Shofar and Megillah, you're so excited, the chavivus of the mitzvah allows you to hone in on one particular voice, so there is no chashash the evening of Pesach, and therefore each person could say a bracha in unison if they wanted on Leil Seder. So growing up, that's what we did in my house. We all picked up the Kiddush cup and we all said it together. Now, you don't really care anymore, because if everyone says their own bracha, you don't need to hear anybody else's call because you're saying it for yourself. But either way, there are different practices of what was being done in Kiddush. Now, there is a discussion. Let's say in your household, only one person says the bracha and everyone else is being yotzei through that. There's another machlokas whether each individual has to hold up their own kos while they're listening to the Baal Seder saying the bracha. So many say, they quote here from Rav Chaim Kinievsky and Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, that everybody should hold up their kos while they're listening, and then they'll drink the cup. While others, like Rav Nissen Karelitz, says, no, it's enough for them to leave the kos in front of them, and after the Baal HaBayis makes the bracha, then they can pick it up and drink it. So that's the discussion. Again, various minhagim. It depends on how you grew up, or if you didn't grow up anywhere that has a minhag, you create your own minhag. There really is many people, different ways how to lead your Seder. Okay. Now the Mishabura points out, this is very important halacha, is about the Shechianu. If you look at Siv Katan Aleph, the Mishabura writes, Mivarech Shechianu, Kodem Hashtia. You say Shechianu before you drink it. That's the custom. Vimlo Berech Kodem Hashtia. Let's say you didn't say Shechianu like you were supposed to at the right time. So then you could be Mivarech Achar Kach, Eimasai Sheyizkor B'Yom HaRishon. You could say it any other time you remember during that first day of Yantif. Vafilu Be'em Sashuk. Let's say a person wouldn't be walking in the marketplace, but let's say a guy's walking outside the shul and he remembers, I forgot to say Shechianu last night. You could say right there on the spot. Why? The Zman Aregel Koi, the Shechianu that we're saying, the Zman, that's called Shechianu, is being said on the Yantif. So as long as Yantif is still being celebrated, you could say no matter when and no matter where you are. Now let's say it turns over to Leil Sheni. Vim Nizkar B'Leil Sheni, Lacha Shekidush Hayom. You remembered it the second night, and that you didn't say Shechianu, because we say a Shechianu on the second night of Pesach as well. So Yiftar Atmo B'Shechianu Shevar HaKos Lacher Kiddush. So then you could be Yotze, the Shechianu that you're saying on that night could fulfill your Shechianu you're supposed to say the night before that you had missed. Now Vim Shachach Levarach Shechianu B'Kiddush Leil Sheni. Let's say night two, second night passes, and you forgot to say Shechianu. So Afilu Im Berach Kfar B'Leil Rishon. Let's say you said it the first night like you're supposed to. Second night comes, and I'm sure many people have forgotten to say Shechianu. They didn't know the halacha, that you're supposed to say Shechianu the second night. Then they come to shul, and they find out that they're supposed to say Shechianu. So he says in the Mishnah Berurah that, Afilu im berech kvar b'leil rishon, I said that already, Chayv levarech emasai shenizkar b'chalachad. You have the rest of Pesach, the next 7 days, to say Shechianu if you missed it that second night. Dehainu ad sof yom tov acharon shel galios. That's a halacha by all cases. If you miss Shechianu, you have the entire Yantif to make up that Shechianu that you missed. So now there's a discussion about women. Assuming women say Shechianu when they light the candles, many do, that's the custom. So now, are they supposed to answer Amen when their husbands say Shechianu? Is that going to be considered a hefseh because they don't need that Shechianu? So that's an interesting discussion. And the Birkei Yosef, that's the Chida, he writes that that her Shechianu that she says at Halakas Neros covers the mitzvah of matzah and all the other mitzvahs that evening. Fine, that's halacha. And therefore, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says in light of this that before saying Kiddush, you should let everybody know there that when you say Shechianu, it's going not only on the Yontif, but it's going on the Matzah, it's going on the Dal Kosis, it's going on every mitzvah of the night. For some reason, we just say this per morning. We say, Shechianu, have in mind, it's on Mishloach Manos, Batalos, Avyonim, and the Suda. So why don't we say this by other mitzvahs? It's just as applicable to Leil Seder. So Tak, if you go to a Gadol's house, that's probably what you'll see. That Rav Shlomo Zalman, he warned his family that we're about to perform big mitzvahs. Shechianu is going to cover these mitzvahs as well. So now when it comes to the women, so are they allowed to answer Amen on the Shechianu? Is it going to be a hefsek? So Rav Moshe writes in one of his tshuvas, he writes that there is no hefsek here at all, because since legabe the mekadesh, the husband who's saying the kiddush, it's not a hefsek for him, that's part of his kiddush, so memela, she's allowed to answer Amen, she's kind of part of that kiddush. That's what Rav Moshe writes, there is no concern of a hefsek. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that a person who didn't say Amen on Shechianu and the Kiddush, that on other Yomtifs, there are those who hold. I have some Rabbanim of mine, Rebbeim of mine, who do not, who advise their the women not to say Amen. So let's say in general, you hold that way, not to say Amen on a regular Yomtif. She said Shechianu on Neris, a Yomtif, so she shouldn't say Amen during Kiddush of her husband. That's a hefsek. When it comes to Leil Seder, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it's different. Because why? In this case, she definitely should answer Amen to Shechianu according to all opinions. The reason being, because her halakas neiros took place mibod yom. It was still erev, it was still daytime. And that birchas Shechianu now needs to cover mitzvahs that only apply balayla. So her Shechianu may have been good for the yontif, that you could start Tosefes yontif earlier, but it wasn't shayach yet to have Dal Kosos or to have Haggadah or to have the Matzah. So definitely here says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and apparently Rav Yashiv said the same thing as well, that Shidavka should answer Amen on the Shechianu during her husband's Kiddush. I see the guys are coming in for Marv, so it must be time for Marv now. Let's just finish this Mechaber then, if we can. It's pretty quick.
You have the minhag that everyone says Kiddush together, and the women already lick handles and say Shechianu.
And the women say their bracha as well. You're saying they're also saying bracha. What do they do? So I'm not sure. I would imagine that they probably should not say the Shechianu. The second. I would imagine not. Yeah.
Can you have in your das to split the mitzvah?
Interesting. So you say the bracha and then Shechianu. You say Amen to your husband's bracha, like that.
Or to have in mind by the candles that it's chal on Yom Tov.
Right.
And by Shechayan over the Kiddush, that this is Arba Kosos and Matzah and Seder.
Uh-huh. It's an interesting question. You probably can, but I don't have big enough shoulders to answer that question, but maybe tomorrow morning I'll ask Rav Shecht or Bli Ned if I have a chance to. It's an interesting question. I'll see if I remember that. Fine. Okay, let's just...
If they can answer on main, that's different.
I don't know if they could say it. It could be the bracha could be different, yeah. Let's just finish this mechaber, and then we'll dive in Marv. The mechaber quickly said, just to get it through, because it's not really shaykh, these things, if it happens, we don't have Shabbos this year. They're both during the week, I think, Seder, right? So there's no Shabbos. So it says, Im chal b'Shabbos, omer v'yachulu, v'im chal m'vote Shabbos, omer yachnehaz, v'im shachach lahav d'yavlo nizkad, shehizchil ha'gada, yashim ha'gada ad gal yisrael, v'achakach yavda. So this is not shaykh for us. The last one, I think, the Fagans, you guys are yakis, right? You guys are yakis or no? They're supposed to be yakis. Maybe your father's a yaki. I know your mother's a yaki. That much I know.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So the Ramah writes, V'ein litol yadav klal kodem kiddush. They should definitely not wash their hands before kiddush. Yakis normally do wash their hands before kiddush, but the Leil Seder, they definitely should not, because the Mishabur explains it's too much of a hefsek from the washing and the eating and everything and the bread. So they shouldn't do it this night. V'im ein yadav nekios, if the hands happen to not be clean, yitomat. You should wash your hands before kiddush, but not v'toras netila, just to wash them up so they're clean. Before you ever make a bracha, before you ever learn, your hands should be clean. So wash them off a little bit, but not a real netila sedayim. And then aval ein levarach al ha-netila. But certainly don't say a bracha on that washing the hands. You're just getting them clean before saying kiddush, but you're not doing a real Natila. And then finally, this I imagine is practiced in all homes. Ubal habayis lo yimzog ve'atzmo rak acher yimzog lo derech cheres. The Baal Habayis should not pour his own cups of wine. Rather, somebody else should. His kids should pour for the father and grandfather. He shouldn't pour himself. Okay, because that's derech cheres. Okay, we'll stop here with Av Marv, and then those who want will have the.